Thank you and good afternoon. Today in the afternoon, Humboldt County held a swear-in ceremony at the Board of Chambers for the newly elected and re-elected officials and supervisors. First District Supervisor Rex Bone turned over the chair of the board gavel to Second District Supervisor Estelle Fennell and Judge Joyce Heinrich swore in Supervisors Virginia Bass and Ryan Sundberg, who both won re-election this past June. Sundberg talked about what 2015 holds and brought up his concerns about the increase in crime.
You know, there's a lot of promise and a lot of troubling things that are out there. You know, with the crime lately, it just seems to be exponentially either more in your face or more prevalent.
Sheriff Mike Downey, Coroner Dave Paris, Assessor Marie Wilson, Treasurer John Bartholomew, and Clerk Kelly Sanders were re-elected to their positions as well and sworn in along with newly elected District Attorney Maggie Fleming. A California Highway Patrol officer recovered a stolen pickup truck along with some heroin, marijuana, and a loaded firearm after a high-risk traffic stop in Wyatt Saturday afternoon. The CHP officer spotted the truck, which matched the description of a vehicle that had been reported stolen out of Arcata, and watched as the driver, later identified as Seth Mallow, drive from the Wyatt Fire Station and into the driveway of a residence across the street. The officer conducted a high-risk enforcement stop as he watched Mallow get out of the truck and walk to the front of the vehicle. The officer ordered Mallow to show his hands, and he did. Meanwhile, however, the passenger, identified as Dale Baldridge, got out of the truck and fled the scene on foot. Mallow was arrested and booked into county jail for possession of stolen property along with other charges, and Baldridge remains at large. Early this morning, a Rio Del police officer spotted a 2005 GMC Yukon on Wildwood Avenue that was reported stolen out of Lancaster in LA County. The officer attempted a traffic stop, but the vehicle did not acknowledge the flashing lights, and a high-speed pursuit shortly followed. Additional officers were called to the chase, and the driver started driving northbound in the southbound lanes on Highway 101 at very high speeds, causing the officers to eventually pull out of the pursuit. The vehicle was last seen driving through the Eureka area, but the vehicle has not been located. Anyone with information is asked to contact the California Highway Patrol. Today, the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services announced the opening of its wet weather testing period, which started on Christmas Eve. The test is going to evaluate proposed individual on-site wastewater treatment systems. Under normal rainfall conditions, the test period will continue until April 1st. The testing will close at any point, however, if adequate rainfall is not accumulated for a significant period of time. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Four hikers that were stranded on a cliff had to be rescued by helicopter. Dan Squire has more.
Four hikers who were unprepared for an overnight stay in the wilderness along the Klamath River in Del Norte County on Friday night were rescued by a helicopter crew from Air Station Humboldt Bay. The hikers became stranded on a remote cliff 5 miles south of the Klamath River near a place called Damnation Creek and recognized they needed help. A helicopter responded from Air Station Humboldt Bay and located the four hikers, who used a light from a cell phone to illuminate their position. The helicopter picked up a pair of hikers and dropped them off at the Jack McNamara Airport in Crescent City and then returned for the other two, and they were rescued as well. All four were in good health.
Thank you, Dan. Last week, the Eureka Police Department requested the community's help in locating 24-year-old Mashandra Washington, and by Friday night, Washington, who was wanted in connection with a string of daytime burglaries in Eureka, was spotted and then arrested on Hodgson Street. Officers also arrested Joseph Montgomery Friday night after he was contacted by an officer, and he was booked as well. The Eureka Police Department continues their search for 36-year-old Jason Olmholtz, who is wanted on warrants and is also wanted in connection with daytime burglaries throughout Eureka as well. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.